How did you think it went the other night? We all focusing on other guys.
Yeah.
You seemed to throw it really well.
I thought as a whole we did a good job. I thought I went in there and first time competing. So it was good to kind of get out there and play fast and be sharp. And there's definitely some things that I could learn from. But I thought I did a solid job.
Given you ended the year on the field, starting for the team at the end of the last season,
mm-hmm.
were you at all surprised you weren't more involved in the backup role from the get-go?
As far as all through the last season?
Well, as far as coming into camp this year.
Oh, no, man. I don't really pay attention too much to that. I just kind of come here and do my job, and hopefully that will reflect to the coaches.
How hard is it to be patient? I mean, you're waiting for your rep, right?
Yep.
Next Thursday night, you're going to be waiting for
mm-hmm.
how much you see the game kind of shrinking.
Yeah.
How much time am I going to get?
Well, you know, I just kind of look at it as a learning opportunity. You have Johnny and Josh and Thad. I just kind of take the mental reps when I'm not in there. And whenever I'm called on, hopefully I'm ready.
What's been the biggest jump for you, Connor, from year one to year two? What's
just a level of being comfortable, man. You get a year under your belt and you feel like you have much more of a grasp of what you're doing. And it's amazing how much faster you play when you actually know what's going on.
You go back and watch film with that Ravens game. Are you proud of what the team accomplished with you?
I think we did some good things, especially in the first half and first three quarters, and kind of just fell apart a little bit in the fourth. It was definitely a learning experience, something I can build on. So it was a good opportunity for me.
Did you feel when you returned to the team for offseason,
mm-hmm.
there was a newfound respect that you felt from the teammates, having them finally seen you perform?
I think so. You know, just coming as an undrafted guy my rookie year and have to earn everything that I had. And going there competing with guys like Joe and all the ones, it was a good opportunity for me. And I think that the way that we played as a whole and the way that I performed, it kind of opened eyes to some guys and earned a level of respect in the locker room. So that was good for me.
When we heard what you played the game with last, the Baltimore game with the kidney issue, was there any way you were coming off that field?
Absolutely not, man. An undrafted guy to have a chance to start in the last game in the NFL has been a dream of mine forever. So, no, I'd have to have like a broken leg or something. Even then, they'd have to carry me off.
How much discomfort was it?
Obviously, I was in pain for a good bit, but it's nothing I haven't played through before. So, just kind of try to take advantage of it.
And what exactly was it? That you played with? Was it ribs or kidney?
I took a shot to the ribs, kidney area, and I dislocated my middle finger, but fortunately it was my left hand, so I was able to throw. But
those were two different plays? Did you suffer those?
Yeah, areas? Two different plays. But I was able to play through it. So.
How did it feel taking snaps on a dislocated finger?
Honestly, I really didn't feel much of it. I didn't know it was really dislocated until the second half in the locker room. So, but like I said, I guess all the adrenaline was going. I really didn't notice it much.
As I recall, Hoyer was hurt at the start of that week, but he still held out hope that he might play. Did you know you were going to start that game all week pretty much?
I had a pretty good idea, yeah. He called me on Monday morning and kind of told me what was going on, that he was going to try to play as best he could. So they did a good job of getting me ready.
Connor, what has Kevin O'Connell brought to that room that's different than Dowell did last season?
Yeah, well, he's been really good with protections. This is a big part of our offense, his quarterbacks, knowing our protections and fronts, and that's kind of what he specializes in. And me personally, he's done a great job with footwork, tying in your footwork to each play, and that way you get your time and you're never late. So it's been really, really good for me and the rest of the quarterback room as well.
McCown has always been kind of known as a really good quarterback with younger quarterbacks.
Yeah,
younger quarterback.
Absolutely.
Are you finding that?
Oh, man, he's been the world of a difference, man. He's kind of took on a role of really helping me and Johnny and even Thad. But it's really good to have someone that's played so long and understands the game in and out, and it's really been beneficial to us.
I think you said last year that Shanahan was the one who actually worked you out prior
mm-hmm.
to the draft.
Yep, he did.
On behalf of the Browns.
Yep.
When he left, did you feel you lost an advocate for you at all, and you had to reprove to everybody whether you could play or not?
I guess, you know, that's just the nature of this game, especially at this level. It was, you know, it's always tough kind of starting over, but I feel like me and the rest of the quarterbacks have a good grasp of what we're doing, and Flip and Kevin's done a great job.
How do you look at that? What's your goal? Do you think you can be the starter? Do you look at it to make the team?
Oh, absolutely. You know, especially getting a start last year, you kind of get a taste of it, and you just want to – it's the more you play, the more fun this game is. So, you know, my job right now is to take advantage of every rep, just kind of take it day by day. And as I improve, the team improves. So it's kind of the mentality that I have.
Can you just talk about the nice camp that you've been having? I mean, really, when you look out here, you're completing almost every pass. You know, you had a nice scrimmage.
Well, as a third stringer, you really have to take advantage of the reps that you get, because it's going to be very slim during practices and then the scrimmage, kind of take advantage. And it's all about seizing your opportunity, and that's what I hope to do.
You know, how many reps did you actually take Friday night? Do you know the number? 17?
It's around there, 16 or 17.
Which is what, more than a week's worth of
practice?
Absolutely,
yeah.
So what's a typical week for you? 10?
Sounds about right, 10 or 11. So it's always good to go in the scrimmage and be able to play. Like I said, man, when you play, you forget how much fun it is.
Hey, what's the best advice Steve Spurrier ever gave you?
Oh, man. I could write a book about that, man. He really taught me how to take charge of an offense. You know, I've always been kind of a low-key, quiet guy, and he really taught me how to be a quarterback. So I owe that to him.